Tomorrow says, Hossam, Sheesh Piyadim Limchois, Fulai Michoi. They're different. They're the reason why the other ones gets punished, because it was in their hands to rebrut him. They should have stopped him. They should have given him Techocho. So therefore, they are punished. But over here, by Shur Sheker, even if the world couldn't have stopped him, it was not Biyadim Limchois, still they'll be punished. Now, what would be the difference between the Rishoyim and his own Mishpacha and the Rishoyim and the rest of the world? Like we're saying now, by Shvur Sheka, everybody gets punished. But Mashma, there'll be some type of a difference. So it's like this. But he knows not by the other Averis, so the person that did the Avera, like we had before by Avodah Zarah, he gets chorus. He gets his strict punishment. Or Rishoyim the Mishpacha, the Rishoyim with that Mishpacha that has to do with that Ched also, the Din Chomer, they get a pretty strict punishment. Not the same as the person himself, but also a pretty strict one. Or Rishoyim the Alma, the Din Akal, and the Rishoyim of the rest of the world, that Mashma should have been Meicha, were not Meicha, they also get punished, but a much less punishment. Tzadiki the Hocha Vocha Ptiri. True, the tzaddikim of his own mishpacha, or the tzaddikim of the rest of the world, mashma, they have nothing to do with that chet, and maybe they tried to stop him, they were not successful, therefore they're potter completely. But gabe shvua, if the person that has the chet of a shvua sheker, who or rishoyim the mishpacha kedine, like we said before, here the chumr is, the mishpacha receives the same strict punishment as the person himself that did the chet. Or Rishoyim the Alma, but in Chomer. The Rishoyim of the rest of the world, they get punished with a very strict punishment, but not as strict as the Mishpach or the person himself. The Tzadiki the Hocha, but the Tzadikim in the Mishpach alone, the Hocha, the Tzadikim of the rest of the world, but in Akal, they get a more lenient punishment. But that's what we have by Shmuel Sheker, the whole world is punished. There are different Madregas though. There's the Mishpacha first, like the person, and then Rishoyim the Alma, and then Tzadikim and both, they get a Din Hakal. So kids, so that's why with the Zazazah Kol Elam Kuloi, when they heard this love of the Sista Shemotecha Vashor Lashov, Mashmi was explained at that time also. Like the Saras Adibros, it was an explanation there. So they heard right there the Chaymer of the Avera, that for doing this Chet, you'll be such a big punishment, that's why the whole world shook at that time. That's why we try and shake up this person now. He has to be careful not to make a shvur sheker now. Now the word says, "Im Omar Eini Nishpa." The person after hearing this says, "Okay, I'm not going to swear," even though he does not admit to the money, but just says, "I'm not going to swear." Is a patronoi semiyad. We take him out right away, meaning we do not let him swear anymore, and he just has to pay the money. The Imam Hareini Nishpa, so the person says, no, Hareini Nishpa, I'm ready to swear still, I hold I'm swearing the truth. Ho'im Dim Shon, the people standing there, we have it for Imrim, Zelazel, they say to one to another, Surana Miyal Olei Ha'Noshim Hashem Ela, let's go away from the tent of these Rishoyim. So Mashma, both of them, the Mashbiyah, the one that's Toveya the money, and the one that's being coffering the money, both of them are called Rishoyim. So the question is why? Bishleimahu b'kwa mishtaba koi b'yisura. The one, the lover that has to swear now that he only owes $50 and not $100, so we're afraid maybe he's going to swear false. He's a Russia. He's, I understand. Elahu d'kwa mashbiyalei. But the Malva, the one that's trying to collect his money, that's only making the other one to swear, am I? Why is he also called a Russia? It says, go away from Ali HaNoshim or Rishoyim Eila, Mashma both are Rishoyim. Samura says, Umiburla, yes, Kiritani, like we learned. Rabbi Shimon Batar for Noimer. Shvua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim. The Pasuk really says the Lashon of Shvua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim, Mashma between both of them. So really that means, Malamed Shechala Shvua Shneim. It's really like both of them have to do with the Shvua. They're both the cause of the Shvua. Whereas the Malva, the one that's asking for the money, when you ask for the money, you have to be careful. You have to realize that you're making him swear. So Rashi says, Chal, top Rashi, Chal Oshneim, Sheshneim Nenshin Bo, both of them will be punished if a Shvua Sheker comes out. Why? What did the Mashpia do wrong? Shall I dig the limsam amoinoi the Yad Neman? First of all, you Malva, you should have been careful to give the money only over to a person that you trust that will not deny it. and you're also causing the came with Echil Hashem. Or else maybe you should have done in front of Edim, like you should have been careful when Yatzalach, when you lend somebody money, you're not supposed to sound lending, you're supposed to make a star or in front of Tuedim. You have to be careful that you not come with Dei Shvuah. So if you were not careful, your son gave it to anybody, and later he denies it, you're the one that caused the Shvuah. So you also call the Russian. You're supposed to think before you give the money. Right.
We
tell this person carefully, when you swear, it's exactly the way we understand you. Normally, with the name of Allah, what do you have to say this for? Call out the Gemara Maskana we had before. Anyway, it's the way the Lashon means it. And you're not allowed to explain it some other way. Whatever the Lashon means, that's what the Shvuah means. Still, Mishum Kanya the Rava. Because there, you meant the truth. Like, you swore that I gave you back the money. And really, you gave him back the money. You put the money in the cane, and you told the person, here, hold on to this cane for me for 3 days. So really, you're swearing the truth. But that's not the way you mean, the way we understand it. So we're telling you, that's also called a sheker. A shvua has to be, the truth means, the way we understand the shvua. By we understanding you paid the money back, means you gave him the money that he could use it. Now, hataino shtei kesef. Mishnah says, by shvua say this, there the pasuk says that you have to ask for money. So I have to ask you for at least 2 kesef, and you have to be kofar, deny, at least, and you have to admit. You have to be mitzvah to shava pruta. Some of Rav learns, kfiras taino shtei kesef, that the kfira has to be a shtei kesef. Meaning I have to first ask you for 2 kesef and a pruta. And then you admit that you owe me a pruta, but you deny the shtei kesef. So not only is the taina a shtei kesef, but the kfira also has to be shtei kesef. That's where Rav learns. That's what's mashma in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, the case that Yechayiv was, where I say you owe me 2 kesef and a pruta, and then you admit that you owe me a pruta, and you're denying the 2 kesef, that's the least amount of a kfira that you be chayiv a shvua might mix us. Or Shmuel Amar, taina atzma shtei kesef. No, it's enough, and I'm asking you for 2 kesef. I come and say, listen, that you owe me 2 kesef, and if you admit to a shava pruta of it, so I feel like kofar el a pruta, even though you say more than that, you admit lehoida el a pruta. It could be either you admit only to a pruta, or else you admit to all of it, excluding 1 shava pruta. I'm only denying 1 shava pruta. That's still considered a mitzvah mixas. Hey, Shmuel learns, the main thing is that time has to be shtei kesef. I have to ask you for shtei kesef. And then whatever you say, as long as there's some type of a moida, the mixas, yichai. So that's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Omar Rav says, Deka Masnisa Kavosa de Rav. Really from our Mishnah, there's a proof to Rav. But Ukroi Kavosa de Shmuel. But if you die from the Pasuk, we will learn it out from, the Pasuk is more mashma like Shmuel, and it'll be Kash and Rav then. How is this? Deka Masnisa Kavosa de Rav. The Mishnah comes a very good according to Rav. Tiktani, our Mishnah says clearly like this. Tiktoni, it says, Hatayna shtei kesef v'yador shava pruta. And the yador has to be worth a shava pruta. But v'yilu kfiras tayna pruta like a tani. The Mishnah does not say this chiddush, that if you kofar only a shava pruta, also a chayif. Does not say this. So mashma, that the kfira has to be at least shtei kesef. Utsnanam uratos na Mishnah. Ho yador be pruta, he admitted to a pruta. V'yilu kfira pruta like a tani. It's nanami, hey prutas, hey enos, a prut of a door, prutas of the Mishnah later on, Mustama. So the Mishnah Bob Mitzir, Mun Hey. Also, it only says the case that if you're Maida with a pruta, but it does not say that a kfira is enough with a pruta. Mashma, the kfira you have to always deny up until the shtei kesef, and you still admit to something. I don't know why I'm bringing from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says clearly this chiddush. The Mishnah says, shtei kesef, you lost, elcha b'yodi al pruta, potter. So clearly, if I say shtei kesef li biyotcha, and the person answers back, I only have a pruta, it's a clearly potter. Then shtei kesef u pruta li biyotcha, it's a biyotcha pruta chayiv. Or the Mishnah says clearly like Rav. I'm not sure why the Mishnah is being a riot from the beginning of the Mishnah. But all right, so far from the other part of the Mishnah, Mishnah says, that's a proof to Rav. Now, where is the Kroi? Where it says, Kroi kavos de Shmuel, deka. Yiddish. The Kroi kavos de Shmuel ksiv, the Siddur says, Kiyitein ish el reyeyu, a person gives to his friend, kesef oy kelim lishma, I give you money, or kelim, to watch. Ma kelim shnei. So the word kelim means two. I gave you two objects. Is af kesef shnei? The same thing. Kesef means two. So that's how we know we're talking about two kesef. Ma kesef dava choshuv. It's valuable. It means things. Af kol dava choshuv. That's anything that's choshuv. Hakom rachmana ki hu zeh. That if you admit to some part of what he's asking for, your chayv eshua might be mixas. So mashmi ki hu zeh. We're talking about shtei kesef. That's enough. So the marint is for Rab whom he brought loydor the mixes a taina. Rab says no. Mainly the kiyu there only means to teach us that the hoydor has to be from the same type of what he's asking you for, and not that he's asking you for wheat and you answer back to barley. But the actual taina we do not learn out from here. So Rab learns other places that the kfira has to be b'shtei kesef. Or Shmuel ksiv hu or ksiv zeh says both. The kafah b'mixas v'yodu mixas chayiv. Shmuel said, the silver pasuk says, on this tain of shtei kesef, it says, who and zeh, that you're admitting to part of it, and you're being covering part of it. That's enough for mechayev eshvua. For Rav, chad loydo b'mixas ataina, v'chad loydo mimin ataina. The two, you learn out two things here. True, it has to be a moide b'mixas, you have to admit to part of it, and the admitting has to be from the same thing that he's asking you for. For the Morish Shmuel, Laba Melashama Mine, this I know anyway without the extra posik. The Chos Relay Taina. If I'm not admitting to what you're asking for, that's not called a good Taina. That's not called a Maida. Like he knows this in Svara. Therefore, he learns out, Shmuel, the key who's there teaching us from these two Kesef. In the two Kesef we're talking about, it's enough to you admit a part of it and to be kofa part of it. But you do not have to have a Kfira in the total two Kesef. So that's the Machlokes. Elu Amalach Rav. Rav says like this. Kesef ki yosa mi karo lekfiru di yosa. Rav says, no, when the pasuk says the word kesef here, it means how much you have to deny on. Tiyim kev kosef not, lichter rachmona ki yite nishim reyeyu. Kelim lishmo. Let him just say, you give to your friend Kelim. V'no amino ma kelim shnayim. Av kol shnayim. Kesef, the kosef rachmona lomli, what's the pasuk that the word kesef for? And then when Latinov, who does not need it, for how much money he's asking for the asking it's enough just the word Kalim, so what do we need the word Kesef for? To the Winyan Lakfira. The word Kesef is to teach us that not only is the Taina, not only am I asking you for two Kesef, but you have to deny to me that you do not owe me the two Kesef. So therefore that's Rav's Pshat, that you have to ask for more than two Kesef, and he admits to the Pruta, and he's called for in the two Kesef. Kalim is a Taina. That he has to ask you for at least two. And then,
deny.
What?
If you only deny one, then according to his stuff, it wouldn't be any good.
Wouldn't be any good, right. What? From the second word, kesef. From the word taina, I know you have to ask for two. From the word kesef, you have to deny two. So now I know you have to ask for more than two.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing with me.
Over again, last Gemara. Start over again a little bit. In the middle of the Gemara, two dots. Hataina shtei kesef. Omar Rav. Rav says kfiras atainas shtei kesef. The Mishnah says the parsha of moedib mixas. If Reuven comes to ask Shimon, you owe me money. So the Mishnah says you have to ask for two kesef. We'll see why. And he is kafir. He denies. No, I do not owe it completely, but I admit I owe you part of it. So Rav says that not only the Taina, I ask you for two kesef, but I have to ask you for more. Really, I have to ask you for at least the worth of two kesef and a pruta. And you admit to me that you owe me the pruta, but kfiras taina shtei kesef. You have to deny that you do not owe me at least shtei kesef. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Taina atzma shtei kesef. It's enough that Reuven asks Shimon, listen, you owe me two kesef, and then he admits to part of it and denies part of it, also yechayev. Even though he admits to most of it, he's only denying one shav pruta, or else he only admits that he owes you one pruta, and the rest he denies, chayev. So Shmuel says, if you have a tain of shtei kesef, if I ask you for two kesef, and then you admit or deny even a shav pruta's worth, also yechayev. And Rav says no. Rav says that the taina has to be at least a shava kesef, shtei kesef, and a little bit more, in order that after he admits to at least a shava pruta, there's a kfira, he's still denying shtei kesef. Some are Rav, but they come as Pisa Kavosa. The Rav will call Kavosa the Shmuel. The Mishnah is approved to Rav, and the Pesukim are much more like Shmuel. They come as Pisa Kavosa of Hafu from the Mishnah like Rav. Tiktonia says in the Mishnah, Ha'atayin Eshtay Kesef, that I have to ask you that you owe me at least Eshtay Kesef, for your Hoidor Shavapruta. And you're admitting to me, a Shavapruta is worse. Now, the Ilu Kfiras Atayin Apruta, Lekatoni. The Mishnah does not say that it's enough if you're Kofar, if you're denying only a Shavapruta. That the Mishnah does not say. It only says that you could admit even to a Shavapruta. So Mashma though that you have to deny a complete Shtei Kesef. Utsna Nam, you also learned the Mishnah Bar Mitzia, Ha'hoidor Bepruta. If somebody admits to a pruta, that's also called Maidir Miksas. The Ilu Kfira Bepruta, like a Tanya, it never says this Chiddush that you can be kofar deny even a Shavapruta's worth, and you also have a Chayav Shmuel Maidir Miksas. So therefore it's a Raya the Mishnah is to Rav that you have to be kofar, you have to deny also at least a Shtei Kesef. Still, you're admitting to the pruta, but you're denying the Shtei Kesef. Ukro, the Gemara says, though, is Kavos de Shmuel. From the Pesukim, it's much more like Shmuel. The Chsiv in the Pasha of Moedir Mixas, it says, Ki yiten ish over Yeyu. And Reuven gives to his friend Shimon, Kesef, either money, oi kelim, or else objects, lishma to watch. And then I ask back, give me back the two kelim, and you admit to one, and you call for the other one. This is the parasha of Ki Huzer that Yechayev Eshua might have mixed us. So we make a drasha, Ma Kelim Shnayim, it says Kelim, Mashma 2, Av Kesef Shnayim, even though Kesef could be Mashma 1, we make a drasha here, Kesef has to be worth 2. That's how we know that the time has to be at least 2 Kesef. I have to ask you for at least 2. Yeah. And Rashi says, Ki Yiten Ish, Tchilas Nesina Beis Kesef. What's wrong about there was 2 Kesef? How do we know 2 Kesef? Because there's Hekesh of Kalim to Kesef. Just like Kalim means at least 2, Kesef also means 2. Now the opposite, Ma Kesef, not the opposite, but Ma Kesef Dabba Choshev. Just like Kesef means something that's Choshev, silver, is that called Dabba Choshev? Does not really mean it has to be 2 silver coins, but it has to be something that's Choshev. So a Meyer, Rashi says it's Choshev, and therefore 2 Kesef mean really 2 Meyers. The value of 2 Meyers. It could even be in Prutis also. But it has to be Choshev. You're not Chayiv if I only ask you for 2 Prutis and you admit to one and call from the other. Because Kesev is a double Choshev. So any 2 monies, but it has to be Choshev of monies. But it has to be at least 2 Kesev, which is 2 Maas. I've called double Choshev. Mashenken Kalim, we'll have later. Kalim, any type of Kalim you Chayiv, even on 2 needles. Kalim do not have to be Choshev. A whole kli by itself is a double choshev. Just money has to be choshev, has to be 2 kesefs. Now, Kol Nachmo, the Torah says that when a person gives ki yiten ish or yeyu, the person gives to his friend these 2 kesefs, that's the whole taina. So the pasuk ends off and says, ki hu zeh, that if he admits to part of this, and he is kofri, denies part of it, he has to swear, makes the shvua moedim miksas. So mashma, the whole taina is only shtei kesef. And on this 2 kesef, Rashi says, ki yuzeh, dover, no, later. Ukam rachmona, ki yuzeh, al zeh bo ashvua, ki shiyoyma ki yuzeh, ki shimoyde b'miksas, al mohidor mitoich tainish te kesef. The post is talking about, I gave you 2 kesefs to watch, and now you're admitting to part of that 2 kesef. So if you're admitting to part of it, the kfira that you're kofar, you're denying, is less than shtei kesef. And so the Torah says, Yechai, Beshuah, Maidu, Miksas. So Mar says, Rav, what does Rav do with this pasuk? Umi boilei, lui hoidor be miksas a taina. That the hoidor, you have to admit to part of the taina. That's what the pasuk is there. Rashi says, Ahu zeh, mi boilei, di ein shvu ela bo hoidor be miksas kloima, e zeh ani maida. I'm agreed to part of it, but not the whole thing. And it does not come to teach us how much of the taina you're admitting to. It's a separate thing. Ki hu zeh, zeh means that I agree to part of what you asked.
Maybe we can use the ki hu zeh.
Shmuel says no, ksiv hu, uksiv zeh says 2 things. That the kofa b'miksas, v'yoyd b'miksas chayiv, it says ki hu zeh. So hu and zeh means part of it, and hu from what you asked. So only of what you asked, the shtei kesef, I'm admitting to part of it, and I'm denying part of it. So Mar says, Rav, what does he do with this? Chad lohidor b'miksas atayin, true, that I have to admit to part of what you're asking, but the chad, the second one, is not a diyek, that this is the whole taina, but rather lohidor mimina taina, that you're saying you have to admit a part of what he's asking you for. That if he's asking you for wheat, you have to admit to the wheat. And not if I ask you for wheat and you agree back to barley, there you'll be potter from the shvua. It has to be mimin hatayin. The Gemara still says, though, the Shmuel, lav memele shamet minei, but still, don't we hear from these psukim, like it's proof to Shmuel and the Kashan Rav, to chos v'metayinah. Whatever you want to dash from ki who's there. But the pasuk starts off, ki yitein ish awayeyu, kesef akelim. And we're dashing, kesef means two, just like kelim is two, and that's what we're talking about. So whatever you want to tell me in the key who's there, it's only going back to the beginning of Shtei Kesef. So you only have a tiny of Shtei Kesef, and still there's a Hoidor a little bit, and there's a Kfirah b'miksas. And still it says, the Torah says, Yichai v'shul maidu miksas. So still a Kash on Rav. According to Rav, you have to start out more than just Shtei Kesef. You have to ask at least for two Kesef and another Pruto. So he could agree at least to a Pruto, and be kof on the Shtei Kesef. So my answer is true. El Rav, Amalek Rav, Rav says like this. Kesef ki yosa mikoro lekfir hu diyosa. Now as he holds the word kesef is extra. It says ki yitein ish oryeyu kesef ha kelim. It could have just said ki yitein ish oryeyu kelim. The word kesef is extra. See, Darshan, the word kesef means to say that you have to be kofar the complete kesef. That you have to be kofar shtei kesef. What the tainer is, it had to be more than that. When the pasuk says the extra word kesef, that means to say the kfirah. The Gemara says, "El Omlach Rav, Kesef Kiyosa." The whole purpose of the word Kesef is Mikar at the beginning, Lekfiru Diyosa, to teach us how much you have to deny and hold back. Because the Imkain, if not for this, Lichter Rachmana Kiiten Ishuriyayu Kedem Lishmor. That the person just say, Reuven gives to his friend some objects to watch. I give him two. If you know, I mean, I would know. Ma Kalim Shne, just like Kalim is two. I gave you at least two watches to watch. Ask Kol Shnayim anytime I'm asking for two, and you admit to one, and you call for in the second, that's a Chiyuv Shvua. If so, Kesef, the Kesef Rachman Alamali, what is the plus of the extra word Kesef? Kiten Ish Oriyeyu Kesef HaKelem. The word Kesef is extra. So in Main of Indian Latina, if we do not need it for the Taina, the Taina that I have to ask for two, we learn out from the word Kelem, is to New Indian Kfira. It means to teach us that the kfirah, how much you're denying, has to be a complete shtei kesef's worth. That means the ketila, I asked you for more, and you admit it to part, and you're denying shtei kesef. That's how Rav would learn this pasuk. That's so meduyik this way. That's why the Gemara says it's more meduyik like Shmuel. Or Shmuel Amalach, no. It's not extra the word kesef. He cost of Rachmona Kelim Thor, which just would have wrote the word Kelim. Fuloi cost of kesef, have a mino, my Kelim Shnayim. True, I have to ask you for two things. Av kol shnayim. Anytime I ask you for two things, even if I only ask you for two prutas, avodava choshev leibinan, I would not have to ask for like shtei kesef, two choshevah money. It maybe would have been enough. Any two things, even two prutas. Kamashman, that's what the pasuk has to say. No, kesef. That means kesef is a double choshev. Kesef is silver. So I have to always ask you for these two choshevah things. If it's money, if it's kelim, we'll see later, any two kelim is enough. Even though they're worth nothing, come out. Like two needles, you'll also be chayiv. But once it's not kelim, it's money, it's pasuk says kesef, meaning it has to be choshev a kesef, at least a moth worth, not a pruta's worth. That's how we know you need shtei kesef. Okay. Therefore, that's why Shmuel says pshat. The pasuk, that's what Gemara said before, the pasuk is more mashma like Shmuel. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Tanan, we'll bring proof. That says now, Mishnah Tanan, shtei kesef yesh li biyodach. You owe me, I gave you to watch, I lent you shtei kesef. And he answers back in, the chabiyah, the pruta potter. So who is a clear proof to Rav? My timer, why are you potter? He's agreeing to part of it, and he's denying part of it. Should be a mode of mixas. Lav isn't in Pshan the Mishnah, Mishul the Chos, Rullah Taina. Because he's missing for the first Taina. As he only asked for two kesef. So now that he's admitting to a shavah pruta, there's no kfirah on shtei kesef. So it's a riot to Rav. Well, to you, to the Shmuel, there should be a question on Shmuel. So my answer is, Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel can answer back. Mi savrit shav katani, who says when the Mishnah says, I ask you for shtei kesef, means two silver coins. I mean the value of it, and then later when you admit to the pruta that you're made of a mixas, davka katani. The Mishnah means, badavka, I'm asking for two silver coins, not the value of them, but for two silver coins. Therefore, when you answer back that you owe me a copper coin, a prutum, you know why you potter? Mashatana loy hoydaloy, or mashahoydaloy letano. What I asked you, you did not admit. That's why you potter according to Shmuel. Whereas Rav would learn now, when I say shtei kesef in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean two silver coins, it means the value of it. And therefore, if you admit a part of the value and deny it, you would be chayiv. The only reason why you potter is because there's not enough of a kfira. Most of the Yochiv saw, Amos safe, what's the safe of the Mishnah? It says right after this, shtei kesef a pruta. Reuben comes to Shimon and says clearly, I gave you two kesefs and a pruta. Now, yesh tocha biyodi, that you have of mine. Ein lecha biyodi al pruta. He answers back, no, I only admit I owe you the pruta. So chayiv, here the Mishnah is clearly a chayiv v'shuva moidu mixas. So question according to Shmuel, why? I'm with Bishleim, a shoved like Rav. He's asking for the value of this money, like a big sum. So Mishmachi chayiv. Because he's admitting to part of that sum, and he's denying shtei kesef's worth. Eliyam redavka. The Mishnah says by shtei kesef means two silver coins. And then true, I asked you also for copper coin. So my chayiv, you're only admitting to part mashatonu loy hoydoloy, like the, what you're being kafar in the kesef. There's no hoydor at all. Or mashahoydoloy letonu. Like look, each thing it's like two things separate. The havamina is. I'm asking you for silver and then for copper. So there's no moide the mixas in either one of them. You're admitting to the pruta, but in the silver you're denying it completely. So why are you chayiv? Tamara says, no, midyu time el shmuel, there's only one according, one answer according to Shmuel. But soon seen later, next half, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. He says the name of Shmuel that, Toranu chitu mesarim. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, listen, I gave you to watch of mine wheat and barley. For hoide loy b'yechad mehem. And Shimon admits that he has the barley, but he denies the wheat. Chayiv. Shmuel holds, that's also considered made of the mix-ups. We do not look at each thing separately, but it's one big taina. I gave you two things, and if you admit to one and deny the other, that's also called made of the mix-ups. So Melahokin, yeah. So therefore it's not a question on Shmuel. Our Mishnah according to Shmuel, the reason why if he asks for shtei kesef, and he answers back a pruta, your potter, because Shmuel learns shtei kesef means badavka. He means two silver coins. And if you admit back to a copper coin, that's not called Me'ein Hataina. Also, that the Mishnah does not mean Shoga, the value, but it means Badavka, what I'm asking for. It is Tani Sefer, Litra's Zov Yeshli B'Yodach. I have a pound of gold by you. And he answers back, Enochor B'Yodach, Litra Kessel, we only have a pound, a half a pound, or a pound of silver, is Potter. He says the Mishnah is Potter. Now, Iyamat Bishleim, Medavka Katang, like Shmuel learns. That when I say gold, I mean gold and not silver. So Mishamachi Pata, because I asked you for gold, and you answered back to me silver, it's not in Minataina. Eliyam, if you want to tell me like Rav learns, that Shava, when the Mishnah says these words of Kesef, or gold, he does not mean really gold. He means the value of it, $100 worth, on my Pata. Litra Tuva Heve. Listen, I'm asking you for $300 worth, that's how much gold is worth, and you're admitting me to a litra's worth of silver, which is $150 worth. So there's a kfira more than shtei kesef. So according to Rav, why are you potter? Too heavy. Ella rather, me the sefer dafka, since the sefer, when I say gold, I mean to ask for gold, is reishanami dafka. When I say shtei kesef, also I mean the dafka, two silver coins. And that's why you potter in the reisha. So according to Raya to Shmuel, if so, leimati have a tuf to Rav, a tribute question then on Rav, you have a tuf to the Rav. Rav answers, no. Kula masis and shava. I say all over the Mishnah, the rest of the Mishnah means shava. When I say shtei kesef, I do not mean two silver coins, but after, I mean the value of it, the currency of it. Just as one case that you catch me on, here it's different. The litra zov shani. When I say a pound of gold, here it's different. Because I did not mention the word matveya. I did not say coins. I said a pound of gold. Here it's different. A pound of